Sheriff calling for Soup, and it's Red, White, and Boom here in Las Vegas, 4th of July celebration. Happy 4th of July to you.
And to you as well.
How did you guys get hooked up on this?
We actually did this last year too, so I guess we got on this through either the promoter or the radio science. Honestly, I have no idea. They said, do you want to play? And we said, sure, Las Vegas on Independence Day, why not?
Did you guys cruise the strip at all in the last couple of days, or did you guys just get here?
We didn't get here today, so we'll be tearing it up in the next few hours.
Man, I gotta suggest to you, go to the Stratosphere. It's the sickest shit in the world, man.
Yeah,
I did them last night. Crazy stuff.
Very nice.
So, alright, the new record. Talk about the new record.
Hangover You Don't Deserve came out in September last year, and doing really good, you know? One of the, definitely the better... best album that we've done so far, I think. So, we'll start working on something new probably towards the end of the year.
I think it's funny, it's called The Hangover You Don't Deserve. My band put out a record called You Owe Yourself a Drunk. It's almost like it could be a sister album to it. I think it's kind of fun. Now, the 1985 song, it's everywhere. And it's funny because a lot of kids, I say, singing it, weren't even born in 1985. What's that like?
Well, I mean, it's... it's a pretty popular song, so I guess that's, I don't know. I mean, I guess everybody can kind of relate to it. Everybody thinks their parents are kind of, uncool stuff.
Now, it's funny, I have an 8-year-old daughter, and she listens to this song on, they played on Disney Radio Disney, and my friend's kid have it. It's not even on the, Kids Bop or whatever, number 7 or something like that. Do you guys have any say in that, or is that just something the record company did?
No, we definitely have some say in it. I mean, it's our Radio Disney's been really good to us, so we try to do, within reason, try to do versions of the songs that they can play or whatever. It's a, it's a pretty cool little station. And then the Kids Bop thing, I honestly had no idea what it was, but I was just asked if we wanted to do it, and it's a pretty big deal. I mean, they sell a lot of those things.
Yeah, they sell a ton of them.
So, we did it. I haven't even heard it, but I think Chris has.
You have a bunch of little kids singing your song. It's got to be pretty funny.
Yeah.
But my friend Gina told me about this. She's like, yeah, that's the band that's on my kid's record. I'm like, that's funny. So I thought I was going to make sure I asked you about that. So now, where do you guys go from here today?
We go to L.A. tomorrow. We're actually doing a video for the song Melt With You, modern English cover that we did for this movie Sky High. And then we go home. We got like 7 days off at home, and then start another summer tour of the 15th.
Now, what are you guys going out with on that tour?
It's a bunch of like things like this, like a bunch of festivals, and then just some fill-in club shows, and it should be pretty fun.
Now, you guys, one of the things I like about you guys is the fact that you have a lot of songs that are very funny, little tongue-in-cheek on that sense of humor thing. What do you think of these bands that take themselves so seriously they can't do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people definitely get away from what it's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be fun. Music is supposed to be, sort of an escape from a lot of the things that are so heavy in life. But, then a good place for everything. We're just not ones to take ourselves so seriously that we lose sight of, the fact that it being in a band, it's about drinking beer and having a good time.
And how do you like to eat here?
It's freaking hot where we live.
From Denton, Texas, right?
Yeah.
Now, that place was kind of famous at one point. They gave it a big thing for the Rocky Horror Picture Show because it happens in Denton, and they had a big thing about that. They gave them the key to the city.
Yeah.
They still do a lot of weird stuff with that down there?
There's a lot of weird stuff that goes on in the city, that's for sure. It's real, it's an artsy city, and there's, a lot of college kids there. So, it's a happening place. It's fun.
Now, what's the funniest thing that's happened to you guys out on the road so far this year?
Funniest or the funnest?
Either one, whichever one. Just give me a kick-ass road story. It'd be cool.
I guess the funniest thing that's happened to us far, we were on the road with American Hi-Fi, and we woke up at about 5 o'clock in the morning, and they had set up all of their gear on our bus and played a show on our bus in the middle of the night. Even set up their merchandise and everything, so...
What's the future hold for you guys?
We'll probably be on the road through around November, and then after that, take a little bit of downtime for the holidays, and then start working on a new, keep plugging away.
Cool thing. Do you got any advice for any young guys trying to get into the business?
Yes, don't suck.
Words to live by. All right, and I want to thank you for doing the interview.
Absolutely, thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it a lot.